Scott with SJA Welfare.com. Final Days Report, episode 325. I want to show left-leaning news sites articles in terms of Christians. I'm going to break this up into two different categories. One, this whole right-left divide, Christians versus atheists, gays versus straight, you name it, setting us up for a bloodbath, probably on both sides. And the other bunch of articles I'm going to show are more subtle. Remember, Lucifer will give you 95, 98% truth and 2% lies, but the 2% basically destroys the bread, destroys our fruits, is wicked, destroys the point. But first, I want to cover these demonic days with a Madonna concert where Madonna, she is going to quote Revelation 13. This is at a concert. And again, it is beyond demonic. I was thinking about this. If my son, who was a Christian, and I don't believe in once saved, always saved, you know, if you really, really dive deep into scripture, if you continue in my ways, if you continue to believe, you have free will to believe or not believe, right? He chose his free will. He went to a Doja Cat concert. I might be pronouncing her name wrong. Who was just beyond demonic with her imagery. And he even said, yeah, it was a little satanic. But if you actually went to this Madonna concert and don't have any grounding in the Bible, you're going to think this is cool. This is art. It's how wicked of days we're living in. But let's play this. This is just alarming. Credit to blazingpress.com. Beyond demonic, eyes wide shut. For those of you listening on a podcast service, she's coming out in this demonic red robe with the old face goggles, just Luciferianism, Satanism right in your face. Madonna's a poster child to not get plastic surgery. I don't even recognize her. She looks demonic, in my humble opinion, my friends. All right, the first couple articles, I'm calling this Divide and Conquer. Ultimately, the war on the saints echoes what we saw with Madonna's satanic ritual, reading the Bible and her demonic apparel and actions at the concert. But get this. So this is, again, a left-leaning newspaper. So you need to put that in terms of the context of the audience. So you're a lefty. Let's read how evangelicals use digital surveillance to target the unconverted. Oh, no, but it gets deeper. The hot new thing in giving the gospel is an app that allows Christian conservatives to collect data on whole neighborhoods of potential converts. Oh, no. This thing is mapping personal information of immigrants and non-Christians in a bid to conduct door-to-door religious conversions and prayer walking. Oh, no. Get this. Prayer walking rituals. They're calling prayer a ritual. No, we're not witches. This is not a ritual. Through their neighborhoods. I couldn't believe that. Rituals. Prayer walking rituals. Goes on to say it's fairly innocuous on the surface, but training videos produced by users show the extent to which evangelical groups are using sophisticated ways to target non-Christian communities with questionable safeguards around security and privacy. This is marketing. Some of the technology for marketing is over the top. For example, when you actually say, hey, I'm looking at buying new golf clubs, and then you get ads for golf clubs, they're listening to you, obviously, and they're going to put AI over the top of all of this. And so Christians are doing a similar thing. This article should be talking about this AIB system that will monitor everything, but it's talking about Christians. That's what I thought was alarming as well. And again, it's divide and conquer, but let's continue because it gets worse. It's not pleasant, neither is it is hard to imagine the aftermath of an incident of political violence where an ethno-religious group in the United States is subject to an identifier based on this online list. So they're saying Christians are going to use this online list to go after their enemies. Christians won't do this, my friends. Maybe the people that enact Noahide laws will, where if you're gay, off with your head. If you're a Christian, a real Christian, off with your head. If you don't take the mark of the beast, off with your head. If you don't worship the image, off with your head. That's what you have to worry about, is the Noahide laws, in my humble opinion. When you look at scripture, test it out. It says the woman on seven hills is that great city. That great city, when you look at hermeneutics, let the Bible define the Bible. The great city is Sodom and Egypt, where they crucified Christ. And the woman with the 10 kings in the end of times is going to make war with the whore. The whore, I think, is the fake church, the so-called Illuminati, this dark force that we're under. So the Antichrist is going to come in as this false light, but it's going to be Lucifer worship versus Satan worship. Satan dark, Lucifer light. They're smarter than us, my friends, and you can see this playbook happening right before our eyes. Now, the second story I thought was just interesting. Right-wing secret society is really the foundation for Christian nationalism. Let's read. The Society for American Civic Renewal, a secretive men-only, Christian-only organization, has sparked concern among experts who study Christian nationalism. Experts place new secret society squarely in Christian nationalist revival. Right-wing secret society asks prospective members for thoughts on Christian nationalism, but denies that it's a Christian nationalist organization. If you're a Christian, you want to be a nationalist, because if you're a Christian and a globalist, that means global one-world government, global one-world religion, and it's going to be off with your head, because in my ministry's point of view, Jesus doesn't come back as a yo-yo. There aren't multiple raptures. There's one rapture where every eye will see. And if you read Matthew 24, after the tribulation, Christians are going to go through the tribulation, my friends. We're going to be filtered. We're going to be refined, and many of us will give the ultimate sacrifice. We will be here when the mark of the beast is implemented, in my humble opinion. And I do think the As Days of Noah devil juice is gene defilement and has mind controlism technology. It's very dangerous, but you're not worshiping the image yet. Go to sjwellfire.com and type in, is the COVID-19 vaccine the mark of the beast? I state my case, but pray on it. I wouldn't take the As the Days of Noah devil juice for $1 billion. If you gave me $1 billion, I wouldn't do it. Let's continue reading. Kristen Dumez, a professor of history at Calvin University, told TPM that she thinks of it in terms of Christian supremacy over the norms of a plural society. So, of course, we want Christian morals, the Ten Commandments. We want Christian ethics in government. Of course, all countries do. Muslim countries do. It's common sense. It's the universal law that's baked into our hearts. Even atheists, do as you will, is from the pit of hell. It's from Satan, my friends. So it's just interesting, linking in Christians with a secret society. Is this like an Illuminati hijacking? That's the sense I had in my spirit when I was reading this. It was just kind of funny. All right, now I want to get a little bit more subtle with some Christian articles. And most of these were liberal journals, liberal news sites, not all of them. But narrow is the way, my friends. I'm calling this section, get your house in order, including myself. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. As the Father hath loved me, so hath I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, the Holy Ghost, might remain in you. Do not defile the temple of God, my friends. We need to be in the spirit, not in the flesh. We always fight it. And that your joy might be full. If God gives us free will, once saved, always saved. He gives you free will. If you continue to believe in him, you'll be saved, right? Repent, get rid of your habitual sins. Drunkards don't inherit the kingdom of God. If you self-proclaiming Christian and a drunkard, right? Drunkards do not inherit the kingdom of God. The fearful. And if you stop believing, which is what my son did, he had a free will choice. God didn't pluck him away. He chose to no longer believe. He went to college and got brainwashed by science that really is just debunked with any logic whatsoever. And he's a very, very smart kid. So pray for my son that he gets saved, my friends. I thought this was interesting. At first, I was pissed when I read this headline, but you always have to read the article and go a little bit deeper. Christian actress ordered to pay $350,000 after being fired over Bible verse social media posts. So you're just like, what? And this sets a dangerous precedence. So this actress takes a job with the color purple, but it's actually a play promoting homosexuality. And she takes the role of a lesbian, but she's a Christian. Her dad's a Christian pastor. Ultimately, she gets fired and then sues and loses the court battle. And her excuse was she didn't know that the actor that she was playing or the character that she was playing was gay or a lesbian. Folks, once she found out she was portraying a lesbian character, she should have quit. Why did she drag this to a lawsuit? Is this a false flag to promote Christians from posting Bible verses to setting the stage for us getting sued? I mean, I'm just asking the questions because she should have quit once she found out she was promoting the homosexual agenda. Did she continue promoting her role with this character because of money and fame? If she would have quit when she found out she, you know, was against the Bible, she probably would have had doors open for her, had an inner peace. God would have blessed her with more wisdom. I mean, these are the choices we have to make. So you think about this, you're a production company, you've got millions invested, and one of your main characters is destroying your work. I'm not condoning it, but as a Christian, don't go to plays that are promoting this stuff. Don't spend your money with them. My mentor refuses to go to plays if he finds out that they're not Christian-based. He's like, I'm not dealing with it. He'll walk out. He won't go. And it's a contention with my atheist family. They're like, don't bring him. I mean, it's kind of wild. It's absolutely wild. What do you think? I mean, I'm torn a little bit, but I'm just like, as a Christian, don't profit off of promoting evil. We need to save homosexuals. And if you're homosexual, go to SJ Wellfire and type in HIV. I mean, in the 70s, you were hit with a vaccine that spread HIV in your community. Same playbook's happening with the CV-19 as the days of Noah devil juice. Another article, HIV and those pokes. Immune systems destroyed. Let's continue. The Vower ministry, the Antichrist will come as a false light. Christians will, so-called Christians, will think they'll be serving God, pushing potentially the Noahide laws in our ministry's point of view. They're fake Christians, right? And I thought this was just an interesting picture and meme. So we have a snake swallowing a cross that's very, very vivid. Then I'm not sure what denomination this is, but it's a priest and or a pastor in a white robe with the iconography of, looks like to me, a snake biting a cross. What do you say in the comments? They have to tell you who they are. That's the universal law in all this nonsense. Bind that evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of her, my people. So the last couple of weeks, it's just interesting. I've been seeing testimonials of mostly women, some men who were in the New Age movement trying to find their white light. And I'm talking wild stuff of tarot cards, astrology, crystals. Is it Reiki? ayahuasca, opening up their third eye with witch ceremonies, Mali, occultism, Hinduism, Buddhism, sitting there and just contemplating your existence or your future, what future you want. You know, there was also astral projection, and there's a name for it where you can actually think of your future, where you astral project and it comes reality. What was mind-bending on especially these women from like 22 to 45, all of them had a consistent pattern of being demonically possessed. One woman who was in her 40s basically said she looked 10 years older. And you could see a lot of these women would actually show pictures. Their eyes were demonic. And then once they became Christians, they really dove deep into the Word of God, and you could just see the light in their eye. And they dressed modest. They, you know, some of the testimonies, I mean, they were flat out in the sex field, sex workers to Christ. And that 180 change was amazing. But one of the key things they said was a super dangerous place was meditation, where they would open up demonic entities doing mantras, that sort of thing. All of them had the similar thing. And their testimonies of deliverance were quite stunning, from having marks on their skin to people saying the name Christ, and they had pain as the demons were leaving them. Some of them had to fast to get rid of the demons, obviously. But check out New Age to Christ. Type that in YouTube and check out some of the testimonials. Pretty amazing. So meditation is a dangerous thing. I just thought this was interesting. Is there only one way to meditate as a Christian? I say yes, because always go back to the Word of God. And what you need to do is meditate on His Word. Meditate on His Word. Psalms 1, verse 2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but you shall meditate it on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then will you have good success. So meditate on His Word. Pray, my friends. Get in the Word of God. All right, continuing on this subtlety. To fight and conquer within Christians, New York Times, piety and profanity, the raunchy Christians are here. In the Trump era, a surprising number of evangelicals are rejecting modesty and turning back or turning toward the risque. Really? With those testimonies from the women from New Age to Christianity, check it out. A lot of them will do actual pictures of before and after. And some of them were witches. Some of them were into pornography. Some of them were sex workers, hookers, prostitutes in the sex field. Some of them were workaholics, but they all changed, they said, and they still want to look beautiful, but they're not clapping on the makeup. They might wear a little makeup. They're not wearing mini skirts where there's nothing left to the imagination, where they're basically naked. And they all have read the Bible. They're studying the Bible. They're in the Word of God. So they probably read this scripture. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Some of them even said they're getting more attention. There's a light in their eye. They're sharp with wisdom, with the Word of God. So it's just interesting. Back and forth with, it was a calendar, the beer calendar. Conservatives, Dads, Real Women of America. The calendar features influencers and aspiring politicians from the pro-Trump right posing in old school images of sexiness, including bikinis, sports cars, and bubble baths. The calendar was meant to provoke liberals, but sparked a heated debate with conservative circles. Key points. To summarize, the calendar published by a woke-free beer company ignited conversation among Christians. Just let the Word of God be your framework. Let it be your framework, my friends. And this is a Watchman News ministry. We cannot be deceived by false light. as the Illuminati, this gross darkness, these pedophiles, this Sodom and Gomorrah behavior, the going after our children, the lawlessness, as the Antichrist comes in, he's going to be the solution provider. But it's false light. And it just reminds me of Mother Teresa having some questions about her ministry and some of the people that she hung out with. And she's being called out by liberal magazines. What say you? Let's play this.
Great question. Before I get started, though, I would like to say this is my opinion based off of research that I have done. In 2018, news broke that one of Mother Teresa's orphanages was being investigated for child trafficking, illegal adoptions, and selling babies as young as 14 days old. This eventually led to all of them being investigated because it seemed to be a very common and frequent problem. Not only is there a ton of speculations into people that worked for her foundations, but her as an individual as well. There are quite a few people who believe that she was the opposite of a saint. Despite the fact that she received millions of dollars in donations, some even speculate billions, this was the kind of care she provided for people. And it was not uncommon for her to accept this money from some very shady characters, including Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father. And several others. Probably just a whole lot of coinkydinks, though.
Right under your nose. So let's summarize. Madonna, what a demon. I mean, eyes wide shut. A great testimony. Never to get plastic surgery. Vanity, 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 my friends. And just a couple articles of divide and conquer, setting us up for a bloodbath, that Christians have this database to go after non-Christians and immigrants and could be used for political violence. Give me a break. And this organization being a Christian secret society, it screams Illuminati. And you got to remember, the audience reading those magazines are leftists. The only thing you need to fear if you're a leftist, unless say you're a homosexual, again, is the Noahide laws, as the Antichrist enacts those from the research that we've done. There's a strong case that will be the cause that gets people beheaded. Noahide laws are pushed in the UN. Many of our presidents have signed the 7 Noahide laws into law. And we've showed a bunch of rabbis saying, idol worship is worshiping Jesus Christ and deserves death. Death. Look up the great city and the woman in Revelation, my friends. And many of these right conservative leaders, like the one from Argentina, are Kabbalah witches, worshiping the Kabbalah, worshiping the Talmud, and those certain sects thereof. Good night, my friends. We're getting pushed in a subtle way, and we're getting pushed towards a bloodbath. Great time to be alive, my friends. We need to be a light in these gross, dark times. Thank you for your support. Pray for this ministry. We're under some spiritual attack, especially. And have a blessed day.